Okay, now this one's going to be a bit of a trigger warning today because I know that this might piss some people off or this might make some people offended. This might make some people get really angry and think that they need to go dislike the video or unsubscribe to the channel. And quite frankly, that's okay because chances are if that is you, I'm probably not your guy anyways. But let's actually dive into the meat and beans of today's topic. What I titled this today is why I do not follow my feelings or emotions and why I personally believe you should not either, and ultimately why in certain aspects or in all aspects they are meaningless to the obligation to your goals that you're actually wanting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be prefacing this video to explain certain life goals that I had that I happened to achieve, and I'm going to give you the secret sauce or the secret mental bandwidth, the secret mental framework, so to speak, so that way you can actually take something from this video, you can copy paste it into your own life, and you can actually go out there and apply it. I'm all about giving real world practical information, and the only way to do this is if I give you the truth. Now, here's the fact. Sometimes the truth hurts, okay? The truth, because the truth is real as to what it takes, anything else that goes against what it takes is going to be an internal feeling. And these internal feelings are going to lead you incorrectly. So I'm going to give you numerous examples in my life, and then by the end of the video, I'm going to give you numerous examples of what you need to do to actually go out there and actually execute, okay? When I was first learning how to navigate life, and I was first learning how to actually do something or achieve anything, okay, my very first love and passion was fitness, okay, and that's how I built my body from the ground up in the gym. And there was a time in my life where I had a notebook, and over the course of years of, you know, bodybuilding slash powerlifting, I went through like 5 notebooks, okay, 5 single subject notebooks back to back. And in 4 years, I did not miss a single unscheduled workout, a single unscheduled rest day. Now, I tell you this because you have to understand, I was just like you. I got the cold and flu and sicknesses just like anybody. I had a tonsillectomy just like a lot of people do. You know, I had times where I woke up and I was extremely hungover from partying the night before, but the key was that I realized that the way to move the needle to actually achieve your goal is that you have to show up regardless of how you feel, okay? Inside and internally, I felt like I didn't want to go and to put in the work to achieve that certain situation that I needed to achieve to build the body that I wanted. But here's the thing, doing those small things like that copy pasted into what I do in business today. So I'm going to give you guys a little confidence hack or a little confidence mental workaround so that way you can start to become a tougher and more resilient individual. So one of my goals that I really wanted was I wanted to have $1 million plus in cash in the bank by the age of at least 25. Okay, and that was an achievement that I did do, okay? Over the course of the past couple of years, I've done over $4 million in business with inside of my brand, and because of that, I'm going to explain something extremely potent that you need to understand. Everything in life takes grit, okay? What is grit? Grit is your ability to show up and do really hard things regardless of how it makes you feel, okay? So when you start to understand and you put forth the effort to realize that you have a duty to your obligation, to your goals, you do not have a duty to appease your feelings, you do not have a duty to make yourself feel good, you don't have a duty to make sure that everything is soft, cute, and cuddly, you have a duty to actually achieve what you want. Your word that you speak into existence actually matches what it is that you're trying to achieve. Your actions actually match your words. I'm going to give you a perfect example right now. Today's Saturday. In no way, shape, or form do I need to make this video, but I have an obligation in a way to my audience, and I have an obligation to add fuel to the fire and keep the momentum going in my own life. Therefore, at 8:30 in the morning, I'm going to record this anyways. Let's get back to task on hand. Those of you who struggle with business or you struggle with confidence, a lot of times it's because you're a weak-willed individual, which means the things that scare you the most or the things that you don't want to do the most because it feels uncomfortable is the things that you need to do. And I'm going to explain why. When I was grinding in business my first 4 years on the come up, really, majority of the time it was 65 to 70 hour weeks. And the reason why it was 65 to 70 hour weeks is because I had nothing. So while my friends were oftentimes out on the boats partying, when my friends were oftentimes out at the bars chasing girls, when my friends were out hanging at the next house party or doing this, a lot of times I had to say no to that, and I had to skip out on those things. And it's because I had a duty to my obligation to achieve my goals. When you actually put that level of importance on it, you start to act anyways. And I'm going to explain the importance of acting anyways, okay? There are some days I will wake up and I'm very excited to work. I'm very happy that I get to work. I'm very happy to continue to build my company or build my YouTube channel or help other people grow in certain ways. There's other times I don't want to do it at all. But regardless, I will constantly hit the play button on this camera. Regardless, I will constantly show up and still deliver. And it's because the logic that I have rooted in my goals and understanding why I want those goals trumps the emotional state of how I feel. How you feel will leave you suffering and stranded. And here's why. The amount of times that people don't do something or they don't take action just because they don't feel like it is oftentimes the exact thing that sets them back. I encourage you, I reward you, do things that are uncomfortable. Do things that make you extremely scared. If there's a really cute girl and you want to go talk to her, walk up and say hi. It does not matter how you feel. At the end of the day, you either did it or you didn't. When your head hits the pillow at night, you either got that workout in or you didn't. When your head hits the pillow at night, you either checked the to-do list on the 4 to 5 things you had to do in business to move the needle in your company or you didn't. People don't care about your excuses. And people actually don't care about how you feel. Despite them telling you, despite them giving you a pat on the back, nobody actually cares. Nobody cares, and everybody is only focused on themselves. And until you actually use that to your advantage, there is strength when you have that control. There's strength when you have that control and you look at yourself and you say, hey, nobody actually does care about how I feel. Therefore, I can actually win through my own doing, through achievement, and through proving to myself that I'm a strong-willed individual. So what is my beliefs within culture and what is my beliefs within how the society is actually moving and how the society is navigating? I think that we need to actually recognize that it's okay at times to be sad. It's okay at times to be unhappy. It's okay at times to be unmotivated. Because the fact is, when I was building my business the first 3, 4, 5 years, I was not motivated at all. I was dedicated. I was dedicated to the craft of perfection. I was dedicated to the craft of actually achieving what it is that I wanted to achieve. And until you actually turn into a dedicated individual, a resilient individual, that is the only way you're actually going to make it, because life is extremely hard. Life's ridiculously hard. And at the end of the day, all people actually care about is themselves and results. That's it. People only care about results, and that's all people will ever remember you for. People do not care about how you feel, which means the results that you get and who you help along the way, you can be that person that enables other people to actually chase their dreams and accomplish what it is that they want. But until you stop living by emotion and you realize that that emotion not only is going to make you a weaker willed individual, but that exact emotion, if followed, is the exact thing that's going to leave you stranded, hindered, not able to achieve your goals. And ultimately, they're fake, they're mental, they're a distraction. All that matters is performance. I encourage you, be a dedicated individual. Regardless of how you feel, you have to get that workout in. Regardless of how you feel, you have to actually press play if you're starting a YouTube channel. Regardless of how you feel, you have to put in that 12-hour day in your business if you're in the startup phase. Regardless of how you feel, you have to take that leap of faith and invest in a mentor so that way you can actually have some sort of guidance and some sort of roadmap to get you there. But until you tell yourself, seriously, think about this. Until you tell yourself that being dedicated and having an obligation to achieve your goals trumps the emotional state of how you feel, you will never actually get what it is in life that you want to achieve. Food for thought. I want you just to kind of sit back and let that sink in for today.